Welcome to ADHD is Over, a new podcast on a seemingly old label that we're going to be peeling off. Join my wife, Tatiana, and I as we journey with our family, the Wyden family, through the land of confusing information. We're going to visit both sides and let you decide because the power is with you. Welcome to ADHD is Over.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the podcast. Yay, I'm excited to get into this very short, but I hope very poignant and powerful episode. First, a reminder, I offer now ADHD diagnosis survival coaching. You can go to www.ADHDisover.com and there'll be a pop-up about the coaching, get more info. And go ahead and, if you're interested, book a free 30-minute exploration session, a Zoom session with me. And we'll talk about life, family, ADHD, and more. So I'm looking forward in 2024 to work with a select group of clients, families that are committed to being aware in life, conscious parenting, and that are committed to transforming themselves. So hit me up if you're interested. Dive in right in. Here we go. ADHD cannot cause ADHD. Kind of a weird title, right? Roman, what do you mean by that? Well, let's look at it. So when we talk about ADHD, we're talking about a psychological, you can call it medical, psychiatric, psychological, scientific, but let's go with psychological, psychiatric, based on the DSM, the Diagnostic Statistical Manual, right? So it's a label. It's literally, and I mean this, an abbreviation, it's not even a word, an abbreviation of what is known currently as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Now, this particular disorder has had dozens of names over the years. And it shows that the name has been adjusted, evolved, changed, right? So it's not a constant. That's the important part to know here. It is not a constant. There used to be a term, I believe it was minimal brain dysfunction, right? So it's changed and that was ADD and now it's ADHD, right? So it's not a constant. So remember that as we move forward here. So it was an abbreviation that we now know as a label that describes what the psychiatric, psychological, you know, community considers a disorder, right? And as you know, a disorder does not have a positive connotation in society. People always tell me, well, it's not that big of a deal and it's, you know, well, okay, fine. But it does not have a positive connotation, has a negative one. Negative as in most people would not want to, if asked, would you want to date someone with a disorder? You'd probably think twice before you say yes, right? So it has a negative connotation. That's just an example. So it is not a constant, right? The abbreviation label called ADHD, it's not a constant. It keeps changing. But it's something that was made up by human beings. It did not exist. We had to make it up, right? Like anything that we've created, we call a chair, no longer a sitting device. At some point, it was probably a sitting device or the thing over there that you feel more comfortable on than if you're standing, right? You get the idea. So it was made up. Very important. It's something that was made up and it's not constant. So it's evolving, it's changing. And now I'm going to get to the why ADHD cannot cause ADHD. The symptoms, that's what they call them, the symptoms. I'd like to refer to them as the observed behavior. As I always say, if you're an alien coming to Earth and you're watching a little boy or girl that's running around in the classroom that supposedly has this disorder, the alien wouldn't, unless they were told they have this thing called ADHD, they would just observe a child who might be running around or go outside more often or be more fidgety than another child, right? So it's observed behavior. So they call it symptoms. So we took a bunch of these, well, I should say we. They took a bunch of these observed behaviors. They called them symptoms because it sounds more medical and scientific. And they then bunched them together, right? Imagine putting a bunch of symptoms into a box. They closed the box and then they labeled the box with ADHD. That's in essence what happened scientifically, medically, psychologically, psychiatrically, right? A committee, you can look this up. It's a committee that decided on the name. It's a committee that always, when the DSM gets revised, decides, is there a new symptom? Is this a symptom? What do we add? What do we take out? Do we change the name, right? It's human beings. Again, observers that are revising it, relabeling it, right? So now if we label someone with ADHD based on observed behavior, then when someone says, I have ADHD, and if we ask them, well, how come, like, why? Their answer, 95% of the time, is because I have ADHD. But that's a fallacy. You cannot have ADHD because you have ADHD when the label, again, the description of these behaviors was made up in the first place. So to say that's why I behave that way is a fallacy. We have to go deeper and ask, why does someone behave in a certain way that we then look at that and we then feel the need to call it a symptom and label it as a disorder? I hope that makes sense because it's a very tricky little loop that in our society we've become accustomed to just buying into it. Oh, I have ADHD because I have ADHD. Yeah, that's why I have it, because I have the thing. But you can't have the thing. And I know it triggers the hell out of a lot of people. And I understand. It took me a while to finally go, oh, so actually no one can have it because it does not exist as a thing. It is a label of a bunch of observed behaviors. So we have to ask the question, why does someone behave that way? We can't just stop and say, oh, well, because I have ADHD. That's, what do you mean? I can't pay attention because I have ADHD. Well, no. Because you can't pay attention, we've labeled you as ADHD, but it's not the cause. What's the cause? And even if we never get to the cause, the one, right? Because it's really not one, but I've zeroed in over 7 years of research has helped me to zero in on traumatic events in life that stress out our nervous system, that wire our brains a certain way, that then causes our behavior. And all of it, just like the label isn't the constant, all of it can be adjusted, revised, rewired. The brain can be rewired. The behavior then will change. The traumas or the traumatic events, the stressors on our nervous system, those past events can be put in the past and no longer, over time, will be triggers to trigger those behaviors. And so the real work isn't to just shut people up and say, well, look, you have ADHD, so here, take some medications and now you're taking care of it and we're done. It's over. We don't need to go anywhere else to ask what caused it. I believe that if you're someone that just simply says, look, it's just easier if I just take meds or give my child meds and, you know, the doctor said, or the psychologist said, you know, my son, daughter has ADHD and just give meds and they're doing better at school. It's done, done. I believe that you deprive yourself and your child of the opportunity to go deeper, and uncover unhealed traumas, the wounds, trauma means wound, traumas, the wounds that need healing so the nervous system can reset itself, so the behavior starts to dissolve. These behaviors or symptoms we call ADHD symptoms, they start to dissolve. And I've seen it with our own son. I've seen it with many children. I've heard stories over and over and over and over again. And I believe if we just slap a label and medication on it like a Band-Aid, we're depriving ourselves as a family to be able to dig deeper and to go see what needs healing, both on the parent side and on the child side. But let me tell you something, what I've seen over the 7 years is when the parents do the healing first, often the children's nervous system or the child's nervous system gets co-regulated in a very calm, in a much calmer way. And eventually the symptoms dissolve. It's almost like not much work has to be done with the child. It's really about the parents, the guides, right? We're their guides, primary caregivers. We can go first and we can start really, you know, doing the work. I always say there is no other work than the work of healing ourselves. Going to work at a job or having a career, that's just busyness. That's why we spell business like busyness. We're just staying busy. And a lot of us are distracting from the real work. And we're workaholics because we are unwilling to face the real healing, the work that needs to be done, the uncomfortable work. And I don't want to go into details here too much, but again, this was simply to expose a bit of a, call it an intellectual world play kind of fallacy, that you cannot have ADHD because you have ADHD. And I know that's kind of a mind-boggling expression, but it ain't the cause. The thing that we say we have is not actually the cause of our behavior. It's not. It's just a label. See it for what it is. It's okay if you say to the world, I have these ADHD type of behaviors. But now I'm going to look at what the cause is. What causes me to not want to be present in the moment, right? ADHD is a coping mechanism. It's almost close to an addiction, if you will, versus a disorder. Has all the hallmark signs of it. Gabor Mate, one of our former podcast guests, talks about this. It's a coping mechanism. And what are we trying to cope with in the moment as a young child? We're trying to cope with uncomfortable emotions and feelings. So therefore, we're going to look for something that's more exciting over there than the uncomfortableness in the moment right here, right now. And it becomes a habit / addiction to always look for more fun, more comfort, something shiny, something quick, something exciting. So I don't have to be in the moment here uncomfortable as a young child, because it's uncomfortable when we have to deal with traumas and, you know, parental abuse, whether it's verbal, physical, sexual. There's many type of traumas. There's lower T traumas and there's capital T traumas, right? There's the big ones, the small ones. Even if a child had only several small ones, that doesn't mean that that's not a huge impact for a child. There's no one size fits all, right? So therefore, I think we'll never find out the real cause. But what we do know, and it's mind-boggling that we don't talk about it, is that traumatic events in children's lives actually are most likely, and Nadine Burke-Harris talks about this in her research in her TED Talk, that most likely points to trauma as the cause for mental disorders. Well, ADHD, we've, you know, classified as a mental disorder. So there it is. But it's just mind-boggling to me that we still walk around saying, no, I have ADHD because I have ADHD, right? I have these symptoms because I have ADHD. No, the symptoms as a bunch has been labeled as ADHD. That does not mean it's the cause. I hope I made that clear, because it really is one of those slippery fish. If it doesn't click, maybe listen to it again. So again, I'll say it, ADHD cannot cause ADHD. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Hope to have you back soon. Have a magical day. Cheers.